For those who don't know me, I am Pastor Pepe Rojas. Translated into English, it will be something like Joe Red. Okay? You can call me Joe Red. I am in charge of the Grace in Español congregation. And this morning I'm going to talk about baptism. I made the decision to be baptized when I was very young, 19, 20 years old. I was involved in drugs for many years, but the time came to me to be baptized. Even when I was young, I was aware of the implication this meant. And I loved this little girl here at the front, confessing what they are confessing between all of us. With a group of young people from our church in Chile, if you notice by my accent, I am no local, but I am an American. We went to a retreat on the beach. It was winter. During the teaching, our leader told us that whoever had not been baptized the next day will have the opportunity to do so if we wanted. Now, the Pacific Ocean, why in the south, is cold in summer. Okay, now imagine in winter. But I did not care. All I wanted was to baptize me, to give public testimony of my faith in the Lord, that I died along with him and rose with him to a new life. Amazingly, most of those who were baptized that day, to this day, are or have been pastors, leaders of ministries, missionaries, working in different parts of the world. And I'm here, like a pastor, one of the pastors of Grace Covenant Church. I have no doubt that on that day, in fulfilling the commands of the Lord Jesus, that group of young people who entered the cold waters of the Pacific Ocean and gave public testimony of being his followers with baptism, we committed ourselves for life to obey what God commanded us. And again, this morning, I'm going to share about baptism. Those who know me, they know that I love history. I like details. I like dates, names, places. I love it. I was very good in my high school. I was terrible in math, but in history, I recognize I was very good. And this morning, I want to invite you to see some details about baptism. First, the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ begin with baptism and end with baptism. Certainly, baptism is the utmost importance for him, and it must be to us as well. The four gospels show us at the beginning of this gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, every single one mentioned the baptism. And at the end of his ministry, he's going to say how important is going to all the world, preach the gospel, and baptize it. That means what we see this morning, we was witnesses of something very, very important. This is the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. Second, If anyone had thought that baptism was a brilliant idea of John the Baptist or of a man, forgive me, that is not so. That is wrong. Many people think that everything starts with John the Baptist. No, no. Wasn't an idea of a man, wasn't an idea of a denomination. Even if those denominations place a strong emphasis on it, no. Look at what Matthew 3:15 says. But Jesus insisted, do it. When he wanted to be baptized with John the Baptist, John the Baptist don't have, he was in shock when he saw Jesus coming to him. Why? Because John the Baptist was preaching about repentance. Jesus don't have nothing to be in repentance. I don't want to do this, John the Baptist says. But Jesus says, do it. Do it. Do it. God's work, putting things right all these centuries, is coming together right now in this baptism. That means God have the idea. God promoted the baptism. So John did it. When the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard, Jesus makes and baptizes more disciples than John. Although in reality Jesus did not baptize it, but his disciple. That means baptism for repentance continued in Jesus' ministry. He doesn't stop. He continued. That shows how important it is for the church, the body of Christ, to continue with his ministry. And the practice was adopted by the church, not by its own wisdom, but by the command of the Lord at the end of his earthly ministry. And he says to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Eso es lo que dice. That was the switches. Sorry. That was the Mark 16:15-16 says. So Jesus made baptism part of his ministry and is part of our mission. When you decide to be baptized, you are giving a clear message. Let it be clear to everyone. What? I belong to Jesus. I belong to him. I have died to sin. Romans 6:3, that was on the passage that Brother Bert, has shared with us. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Now, Christian cannot continue to sin. It's clear. Willingly, because we have all died with Christ, as baptism shows. Have you seen any dead sin? Any dead person continue to sin? No. The dead do not sin. When baptism is transformed into a mere rite, into religiosity, it loses its true meaning. Baptism is a declaration to the world of who you are. It is a lifelong commitment. Let me give you an example. It might seem banal, but I think it will help me. When I live in Denver, Colorado, I became a football fan. It's weird to call football and you play with a hand, but it's America. And all the teams that I saw, I connected to the Broncos. When I moved here to Virginia, I heard some question of my dear brothers here at the church. The question was very obvious. Are you going to switch to the Redskins? Now Washington Commanders? Are you going to switch? My answer was, no. No. I know my decision. I take my decision years ago, and I'm not going to move. By the way, the Broncos are better. Sorry. When you take a decision, you keep your decision. You don't change your decision. You know who are you following. I'm following Jesus. Nobody is going to move me from that. No, nobody. There are places in the world today where the fact that someone declares himself a Christian put his life and the life of his loved ones at risk. And yet, he and them is baptized to bear witness of the faith in the Lord. They thus secretly in houses, in bad stuff, hidden in the jungle, in a river, in the oceans. Let me give you an example about this. This year, I have the privilege to visit with my brother Mark, Jackie, Merle, and myself. We visit Albania. During the years under the communists, Enver Hoxha, that was the president, he don't allow to anyone be baptized. You know how many brothers and sisters died? How many blood was in the rivers or in the oceans or in houses? Because these people take the decision, I want to be baptized. And this president says, I don't want to see any Christian being baptized. But even with the danger, they take the decision, I want to be baptized. I want to be a witness of Jesus Christ the rest of my life, even putting the life, my life in risk, or the life of my loved one. When I lived with my family in Equatorial Guinea, West Africa, I heard this from some friends, some pastors, that in central Mali, is a small country, it's a big country, no, it's not small, it's a big country, in the middle of the desert, Muslim majority, that there they have a few Christians. When they want to be baptized, they go into the desert. And because of the lack of water, and this is, sorry if I have some tears in my eyes, because the lack of water, they are baptized with sand. No one can stop to someone who wants to be baptized. They want to declare, I am a follower of Jesus. If you open your Bible, or you have your Bible over there, please, could you open in the book of Acts, chapter 8. I'm going to read. This is an amazing story. I love this one. I hope that can speak to you in the same way that it speaks to me. Now, chapter 8, verse 26. Now, an angel of the Lord says to Philip, rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. And he rose and went. And then there was an Ethiopian, an eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit says to Philip, go over and join this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah, the prophet, and asked, do you understand what you are reading? And he says, how can unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And like a lamb before his shearer, he's silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. Did you notice some details about this? How was the place? First, Philip is a very obedient man. He followed exactly what God was saying. God says to him, race, go to the south. How is this place? This is a desert place. Okay? This Ethiopian was reading the book, part of the book of Isaiah. This man was in his chariot. Philip needed to run. Oh, Lord, it's so fast. No, it's going so fast. He obeyed every single detail that God says to him, go and run, put together in the chariot. And he was listening what this official was reading. Verse 34. And the eunuch says to Philip, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this about himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch says, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? This man was so touched by the word of God. He was convinced. Obviously, he heard something. I don't have any doubt that Philip says to him, you need to repentance. to receive Jesus in your life, you need to be repentance. And he was willing to repentance. And being baptized in the middle of the desert, they found, I don't know, that was like a swimming pool? No. That was maybe with mud. I don't know what kind of water was this one. But the eunuch says, look, there is water over here. I want to be baptized. And he was baptized. What speaks to me about this? I have a heart for mission. I have a heart for the nations. This man was baptized, and he went back to his country, Ethiopia. He brings the gospel to a whole nation. A whole nation was touched by one person who was repentant and being baptized. How important is baptism for us? Sometimes we take baptism just like a rite, like a part of the liturgic of the church. It's much, much more. Most of the time, we don't remember about the importance of this, but it's very, very important. And I want this morning to encourage you, if you haven't been baptized, please consider with the Lord in your prayer time and being baptized. Take the risk with the Lord. Take the risk with the Lord and tell everyone, I belong to Jesus. I belong to him. He is my Lord. He is my Lord. Verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way, rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, the preached the gospel to all the town until he came to Caesarea. Very simple. Preach the gospel. Encourage the people. You need to be baptized. Please think about this. Again, if you still are considering, soon take the decision. We have water over here. Okay? That is all from me for you this morning. Could you stand up, please? I was thinking that somebody was playing, but she's coming. Can I invite to our ministry to come to the front, those who are, if you need any prayer, anything, please take this opportunity. These people are willing to help you, pray for you, covering your needs, anything. Be open. God is listening. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. You are so good, Lord. every time you are teaching us, showing us something new. All the time you are encouraging us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the word that we'll listen this morning. Because that word that Brother Scott shared with us encouraged us to be out, to be take advantage of his power and take with us and go to the nations and preach the gospel to the nation. Because like an example that you gave us in the book of Acts, just one person take the gospel and the whole nation was touched by your power. We need to see this, Lord, more and more. Thank you for trust in us, Lord. Maybe we don't have all the abilities. Maybe we don't have, for me, for example, speaking in another language here is not easy, but you gave us the power and the authority to go and preach the gospel to others. Father, we want to see more and more baptisms in our church. We want to see more and more people being committed to you, Lord, for the rest of their lives. And be a witness wherever they go. We want to see this, Lord. Thousands saved, thousands healed. Thank you, Father, for your presence with us. We love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for to be with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please, if you need anything that you are facing in your life and you need prayer, these dear brothers are here, ready to help you. Take advantage. May the Lord bless you. Go in peace.